Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The number of breakups during the pandemic has been astronomical. It's Anna and Raven. Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian, but she's a self-described dating expert. What's up, Courtney?
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just here. All my friends were breaking up, and I was decided I should talk about it.
Why have we seen such a surge in breakups during this time? I know that
things are stressful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I think, like, at this point, granted, it gets tough, but you really have to rely on each other. And I would think that for a lot of people, it would pull them together, but that's not the case. There's been breakups left and right.
No, I know. Well, some of the breakups are with, like, younger people. Like, my friend moved in with his girlfriend's parents, and that didn't work after, like, a month of dating, and he just got kicked out.
Thought you were going to do the quarantine and chill thing.
So how do you get over a breakup? It's hard, and everyone deals with it differently. There's people that mull on it forever, and then there's people that, like, they just bounce back and they go forward. And I'm not really sure which is right and what to do.
Ultimately, you have to decide what makes you feel good, and if you feel good, that's probably great. For me, like, I think a big thing is not following them on social media, because then you see these little things and you create these stories in your head like, oh my God, they're beautiful. They're probably in love with that person. And in reality, they probably just met that person once.
Mm.
Right. We make assumptions.
Stop following them. Stop looking at their stories. Don't haunt them. And also, like, not sleeping with others too quick. Like, dating casually, getting to know people, regaining who you were, but don't sleep with them. I remember when I broke up with my ex, I just would, like, start sleeping with people, and then I would end up just, like, crying in their bed right after we...
I'm sure that was very enjoyable
right,
for them.
That is sexy.
Right.
Nothing is more sexy, right, than realizing that you were the rebound and then them not having the decency to throw themselves off the balcony
right.
and get out of the house before just, you see their tears.
Just them sobbing in a corner right. in your bedroom.
So now you're apologizing for the evening that you just spent together, probably invested some money in, and now you've ended up in their place.
And they're just crying in your bed.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute, I just washed these sheets.
Right. And then they see you around town and right. you're back with that other person, and it's like, okay.
Exactly. And they're like, well, I guess that's why you shouldn't also post on social media pictures of other people, because they're probably not going to end up in your life for more than that week. So just post pictures of yourself and, like, keep the mystery, because that's what really is going to get your ex.
But is that what you want to do? That's a big thing, too. It's like, do you want to make your ex jealous by, look at me and look how beautiful I am and I lost 20 pounds and now I'm, like, you know, I'm a model.
I say, yeah, of course, no. But a little part in your head maybe is going to want to take back the control in some way. So that is at least, like, your sense of control being like, look, I'm okay without you. And maybe by doing some of those things, like getting in shape and throwing yourself back into work, it will make you feel better ultimately. And yeah, it'll probably piss them off a little bit.
I saw a study that found it takes 3 months and 11 days for the average American to feel ready to date again after a major breakup.
I mean, that sounds like rehab for anything.
3 months and 11 days?
That's it sounds like.
Do you agree with that?
I think it takes way longer. But, I mean, it depends. Some people can bounce back. I guess it depends on what your love was like. But love is a drug that you become addicted to. You want your fix.
So the top three things that you can do to get over your breakup. One, don't stalk them on any social media.
Right. Don't look like you're showing off on your social media.
Right.
But do it subtly.
Two, throw yourself into your work.
Yes, and connect with old friends. Form attachments with other things, like a routine. Get control of your life again.
And three, don't jump into any situations that are going to have you crying in some stranger's bed.
Right.
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 Good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Take the power back and become that fun person.
Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian, self-described dating expert. You can follow her on Instagram at @TheRealCourtneyDavis. Thank you, Courtney.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.